Page 16. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article and the extracts from some poems. What kinds of poetry does it refer to? What are the features of each type? A brief history of poetry.
In the Museum of the Ancient Orient in Istanbul, Turkey, there is a small tablet with ancient Sumerian script on it. Few people have been able to read it, but Turkish historian and archaeologist Muazzez İlmeye Çu believe that the words on the tablet are those of a lover from 4,000 years ago, and that it is the oldest love poem ever found. Of course, love has been one of the enduring themes of poetry for centuries. Additionally, in pre-literate society, poetry was often used as a means of keeping oral history alive, for storytelling, or simply as a way of recording family history or law, for example. Indeed, these societies had no other means of registering important events or cultural information, and reciting poetry was a way to pass what they held dear from generation to generation. Poetry was also valued in religion as a way of remembering teachings and prophecies. Many of the world's sacred scriptures are written in poetic verse. Early agrarian societies used poetry in rituals to encourage a good harvest, while early Chinese poetry evolved from folk songs. One of the earliest known Western poems is Homer's The Iliad, written in the 8th century BCE. It is typical of an epic poem and consists of 15,000 lines in a strict rhythmic structure. It tells of the war between the Achaeans and Trojans and talks of gods and heroes like Achilles and Patroclus. With themes of war and fate, it is believed that the Iliad was learned by heart and repeated as part of passing on cultural values and educational messages.
An extract from the Iliad. Patroclus asks his friend Achilles for permission to join the battle, which Achilles has left. Give me your armor to put on your shoulders. The Trojans might suppose I was you. Hold back and give the Achaean sons a breather. For breathing spells in war are very few. Then, with a shout, fresh men might easily turn tired men from the ships toward the city.
During the European Renaissance, late 15th to early 17th century, a poetic form that became popular was the sonnet. This has only 14 lines of verse. William Shakespeare, who was one of the many Renaissance poets, composed 154 of them.
An extract from Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. Shakespeare is praising the lasting beauty of a woman. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
In other cultures, there are different forms of traditional poetry. Japanese haiku is structured with 17 syllables in a 5-7-5 syllable pattern. Haiku often describes nature and communicates an abstract idea or a feeling in a moment in time. One 18th century master haiku poet, Kobayashi Isa, wrote about his sadness on the death of his third child and then his wife.
Haiku by Kobayashi Isa. Ikinokori, ikinokori taru samusa kana.
While the forms of poetry have changed over time, it has generally retained a style and rhythm that make it different from other forms of writing, such as novels, essays, letters, or articles. Nevertheless, one of the continuing debates centers around the issue of what is poetry, a debate that still goes on with the rise of rap culture in the United States. Some see rap as the return of poetry as a performance art, poetry that should be heard rather than read, while critics say that rap should not be considered as poetry at all because it does not use correct English. Regardless of the ongoing debate, many rappers do consider themselves as poets. Certainly, the topics of rap songs are those of love, war, life, and death, something that hasn't changed since poetry first established itself as an art form.